If you like beer, there's Dangerous Man and Surly Brewing Companies in the Twin Cities, Bent Paddle in Duluth, Castle Danger in Two Harbors, and Borealis Fermentary in Knife River. These are what are called craft beers, and they're popular. In fact, they're very popular. And within the breweries are tap rooms where you can enjoy some of these craft beers while soaking up the brewery ambiance and character. In a few months, Cook County will have a new brewery and tap room. The Voyageur Brewing Company plans to open in early 2015 and is a combined effort by owners Mike Prom, Kara Sporn, and Bruce Walters. I spoke with Mike Prom about the process of developing a new brewery in Grand Marais, from finding a location to choosing a name.
So we decided to have a brewery, and it's been a fun project. And one of the first things we needed to do is kind of come up with a brand and a name. And so we started with the brand. And our LLC is actually Three Families Brewing, because there's three families involved in the brewery. We all came up to Cook County. We're all not born here. My wife and I have been here 22 years, Paul and Kara about 13, and Bruce and Rita Lee are going on their second year, and we all came up here for a sense of adventure and a lifestyle. And so we wanted to incorporate that into our business, and I think that's why people come to Cook County, whether it's to live or to tour or if they're seasonal, and it's different things to different people, but it's all that sense of adventure. That seems to be the common denominator. So we had a whole list of names. I think there was about 200 on the spreadsheet, and they got crossed off and added back and crossed off and added back, and we got some marketing help from a marketing firm. And it ended up coming up with Voyageur, which is funny because Sue and I own Voyageur Canoe Outfitters, so everybody just assumes that we took the easy path and named it Voyageur because it's Voyageur Canoe Outfitters, when in fact, Sue and I were like, you know, I think it should be something different. We've been Voyageur for this many years. But it really captures our brand, the Voyageurs. You know, there's a sense of adventure with the Voyageurs, and they traveled, and they were jolly, and they liked to drink and socialize and whatever. And so we just decided that it's maybe not the old sense of Voyageur, but the new sense of Voyageur, that people come here for that sense of adventure and joy. And when we decided that we were going to do it, there were some criteria that needed to be met, and one of them was the location. We felt that location was very, very important in Grand Marais, and we wanted to have a view of Lake Superior. We wanted to have good access from Highway 61, and we wanted to be in the downtown walking area. Those were three things that we wanted to accomplish. So when the Almost Home building became available for sale, we said, you know what, if we're going to do this thing, we need to get serious and do it. And so that's where we're located, right across from Java Moose there. And we built an addition on the front of the old building that'll be our tap room, and the production brewery will be in the back. And we'll also have rooftop seating, which should be spectacular from that site.
For any new brewery, the choice of a brewing team and the actual beer recipes are critical to producing a quality beer. Here Mike tells me about the process of picking their brewing team and the possible styles of beer they'll be offering.
So all of us have business experience, and all of us socially enjoy beer, but none of us had, other than a little bit of home brewing experience. So finding the right brewer was the next challenge that we had after kind of finding the name and the brand. And we've been looking, had lots and lots of applications. There's a lot of people that would love to live in Grand Marais and Cook County, and so we had lots of options. And we have hired a kind of a brewery team. Our head full-time brewer is Jason Baumgarth, and he is from Duluth. He was the head brewer at Carmody's Irish Pub. And so he has experience on a smaller system and has made great beer, and we're really excited to have him. And then we're also bringing in Anders Johansson, who is a brewer at Deschutes in Bend, Oregon, and he's going to come in to help us get going. He has experience on a larger system, and so it's more of a temporary position, and he'll be here for the first 6 to 8 weeks to help us get going on that. Both of them bring recipes with them. And we have done our market research, and we have three kind of flagship beers that we want to start with. One will definitely be an IPA. The second will probably either be a nut brown or a stout. And the third, we are going to do a wheat beer, like a Belgian wheat beer. So those are the three flagships that we'll just keep producing over and over and ultimately bottle and so on. And then we'll have three seasonals that will change. And we've had people come up to us with coffee, with honey, with maple, with wild rice. I think that we'll have a lot of fun with seasonals that will change with the season.
The new Voyager Brewing Company will be a production brewery with a tap room. Mike explained what a tap room is, in addition to what he sees as the role of their new brewery within the community.
One thing that I found is a lot of people don't understand the difference between a microbrewery and a brew pub. A microbrewery is a production brewery, so our business model is to make beer that's going to be sold wholesale to people that will sell beer elsewhere. So our beer can be in other restaurants, bars, and in liquor stores, and that is the main marketing plan. But a few years ago, there was a bill in Minnesota called the Surly Bill, which allowed production breweries to have a tap room and serve their beer to the public. And so that was one of the other factors that got us excited about doing this. So we'll have a tap room where we serve our beer in a bar-like setting, but we can't serve other people's beer or other people's alcohol. So the only alcohol that we can serve is the beer that we produce. And we have put in a kitchen. We'll have small plates or appetizers, but we're not competing with the dinner or the food. So we really, our model is to help complement other businesses in town. So we want them to sell our beer. We don't want to be in competition with them for the food. So what our hopes are, people will come over and have a beer or two while they're waiting to get into Harbor House or Angry Trout, or they'll start with a beer or two and then they'll walk over to the Gunflint Tavern or the Crooked Spoon and have dinner. So that's our hope with that. And all of our food are going to be either made with beer or they're going to be beer complements. So they'll complement or they'll be matched up with a beer. And then we've been getting calls now for weddings and parties and everything there. And so we're working on that to see, you know, what kind of model that will look like. But we definitely believe that there'll be events and parties and so on that can be done at the brewery. So our target open date is, we've been telling everybody, is by the end of this calendar year. We're tentatively shooting for the day after Christmas. There's lots of variables, lots of licenses and permits you need to get, and lots of equipment. Our equipment is being built in Oregon and will be shipped, and we're expecting to get that by the end of October, when then we'll be able to start brewing. And if that timeline holds, then we'll have beer available in December.
We've been speaking with Mike Prom, one of the owners of the new Voyager Brewing Company, set to open in downtown Grand Marais in early 2015.